Here's a thought about the spirit of repetition. One of the first things I learned in my early Zen training in my youth was encapsulated in the following maxim: if the spirit of repetition leaves you, your practice will become difficult. We kind of had that drilled into our head because a lot of Zen training is repetition. Well, it is in photography too. A lot of photography is just repetition. And every time I went into the darkroom to develop film, and I would often have a dozen rolls to develop, I would remember, if the spirit of repetition leaves you, your practice will become difficult. And I experienced that again this week when I was out photographing on the Oregon coast. I was interested in getting some crashing waves, both crashing on the rocks and crashing into each other and making those big splashes that can be so photogenic. But it doesn't happen on demand, and it doesn't happen with every wave. So I set up my tripod, made a composition, and then waited. And when a big wave came in, I made a burst of exposures. But then I'd wait for another wave to come in to see if it might be even bigger, or more colorful, or in the perfect position. And I'd photograph another burst, and then wait a while until another one looked like it might be interesting, and I'd photograph another burst. I ended up doing this for 2 hours on one day and a little over an hour on the other day. And to some degree, although ocean crashing waves are exciting to watch, there was a lot of time spent there that wasn't as interesting, that wasn't as fun, that wasn't as exhilarating. It became a little repetitious and became a little boring. And I thought, if the spirit of repetition leaves you, your practice will become difficult. Said another way, drudgery exists. It just does. I don't care what the discipline is, drudgery exists. Life is a series of repetitive events. You have to wash the dishes. You have to brush your teeth. You have to do things every day. And when you do that every day, the repetition can sort of become drudgery. But if that's the nature of life, disciplined persistence would appear to be the answer. And in the art life, that means standing there for a couple of hours while the crashing waves are coming in until you get the right one, or trying something over and over and over again until you figure out how to do it. Maureen used to call herself two-time Mo because she had discovered that every time she did something new, if she wanted to do it well, she probably had to do it twice. She had to do it once to learn how to do it, and then she had to do it again to try to do it, and sometimes in the second time, she just learned, and it required a third time or a fourth time. Repetition, repetition, repetition. It's a part of the art life, and probably something you should just accept as part of the deal, and don't let it get you down. If the spirit of repetition leaves you, your practice will become difficult.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.